In a Humboldt County Board of Supervisors hearing with a few surprising twists, the long-running code enforcement case against the Yeehaw Commune is resuming an abatement phase. Yeehaw's assortment of alternative housing and alternative water and sewer systems has been on the county's code enforcement radar for years. Located off Quarry Road in the Trinidad area, the 10-acre Yeehaw property's zoning doesn't jibe with its non-code alternative housing. During the September 24th supervisors meeting, Planning Director John Ford said deadlines for applying for a zoning change and permitting have all been missed, and testing of Yeehaw's septic system was done in the wrong location. And there's a new and complicating wrinkle. Ford said the property is now under new ownership, as it's been transferred to a nonprofit organization headed by Yeehaw owner Charles Garth's son. With Yeehaw facing renewed code abatement, Garth told supervisors, as he has for many years, that he wants to work with the county on housing.
I need a new deal. Come on, you guys, I'm doing the right thing. Your director has already stated numerous times that there's no way to build affordable housing. I can build affordable housing all day long till the cows come home. I can build it. Just let me do it, right? We got Evergreen that can handle the paperwork, all right? But, you know, I'm your man. I can do this. Give me a shovel. Don't take it away.
During a public comment period, Yeehaw residents said there are only about 10 people living at Yeehaw now. They said Garth's approach doesn't fit bureaucratic rigidity and urged the county to provide grants to the nonprofit instead of exploiting the Yeehaw's low-income residents. The new player in the controversy, Alan Ng of Evergreen Nonprofit, proposed directing the amount of back due fines toward, quote, actual cleanup and restoration work. But with the situation persisting for more than two decades, supervisors have lost patience. Supervisor Rex Bone said the county needs to do its job of code enforcement.
I'm getting confused of all the mixed signals. All I do know is there's improper sewage, improper water, and we have given 25 years of code enforcement trying to bring him in line. I mean, I don't know what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again with the same result? Now, I understand that there has been a new RV or bus brought in there in the last month or two. I don't know. They can deny it. So I don't know if it's actually doing what we're saying. But the thing is we need to have to cut the cord, clean it up, and then let, because much like a abated property that somebody buys, because we get them every week, because I just bought an abated property. Can I just not worry about it? No, you have to clean it up to move forward. We make them clean it up.
Supervisors weren't reassured when they heard that Evergreen has no assets and owns no other properties. The cost of cleaning up Yeehaw is estimated to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeehaw is in Supervisor Steve Madrone's district. He's supported an assistive approach to Yeehaw, but noted that Garth is able to pay for lawyers and owns multiple properties in the county. Madrone said if the county doesn't take final action, it's vulnerable to liability and there's no more leeway left.
I just wanted to be really clear. I mean, I have gone to bat for this community for my entire 6.5 years up here as a board member over and over again. And promises keep being made, but then they don't get fulfilled. So, I mean, there are limits to our ability to trust and believe that these things are actually going to happen if we get more time and stuff.
With that, supervisors declined any further extensions and voted to direct code enforcement staff to issue notices of violation and abatement to Yeehaw's new owner. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.